Now we turn to Father Vien Thế Nguyen. He's a social activist best known for his work with the Vietnamese American community of New Orleans, particularly the immigrant community. 6 years ago, he headed Mary Queen of Vietnam Catholic Church. He was instrumental in helping people reclaim their lives in the eastern part of the city. Now he's working as a judicial vicar for the Catholic Church's Archdiocese of New Orleans, but he remains connected to his community as chair of the board of the Mary Queen of Vietnam Community Development Corporation, and he's with us now from his office in New Orleans. Father Vien Thế Nguyen, welcome.
Thank you, Michelle. It's a pleasure.
Do you still think about Hurricane Katrina?
Periodically. But only in the sense of it being in the background of the things that we are still doing to continue the recovery as well as the development post-Katrina.
What are some of the challenges that remain when you do think about it? What do you think about?
Well, one of the things that we are still dealing with in the area where I was as the pastor and still working with the development work, but no longer as a pastor, is the issue of health care. There were three hospitals within a seven-mile radius of us prior to Katrina. There are still none. So we have created two clinics, one pediatric, the other one adult, and we are struggling to find funds to cover that. So that's one of the things that we are still doing. We also are working on job development for the people.
And I'm understanding that the BP oil spill has kind of overwhelmed the memories of Katrina. Is that right?
In many ways, yes, especially for the fishers, because for them the issue is still there. While they have fixed their homes, shall we say, or fixed their boats, but the catch this year was really bad. One shrimper that I know personally, he set out the first week when the season opened, and he caught, I believe, 90 pounds. And the next week, he caught 130 pounds of shrimp. These are the larger shrimp. So we have to keep in mind that that's four people on the boat, and just the fuel cost alone was $1,500. Per week. So for them, it's a tremendous struggle.
You know, for many, we talked about this earlier, that for many African Americans, you know, New Orleans is an important cultural center. Certainly it's a place that many people called home, you know, many generations of family called New Orleans home. And some people have left and have never come back. And that has really changed the relationships that many people have, you know, with their family, with what they view as their ancestral home. Now, of course, many people in the Vietnamese community have already been displaced. You know, they've already come from someplace else, made a life, and then faced this disruption again. Are there people who have left and never come back? Are there ways in which people's family lives have changed in a way that they did not want, didn't anticipate?
You are speaking to one. My mother and my brother and his wife all were living here since 1977. And post-Katrina, they have left and have not returned.
Where did they go, if you don't mind my asking?
how ironic, my oldest brother and his family and my mom moved to, are all in Maryland right now.
Oh!
And so when I heard of the earthquake and Irene, I called them and invited them to come home. It's much safer down here.
Well, I think a lot of people would probably like have taken you up on that offer, but
yes.
How are they doing?
I think they're doing fairly well, but still in many ways they miss home because they've been here for, 1977 to 2005. That is probably one place that they've been the longest in all of their life.
And you miss being able to see them, you know, when you on a regular basis.
Exactly. Exactly.
And vice versa. Do you mind if I ask, as a faith leader, what message do you give people around events like this? And what message do you give yourself?
For me as a faith leader, but especially a Christian faith leader, I always look at it from the perspective of the Paschal mystery, that is the death, suffering, death, and resurrection of Christ. So through the suffering, there's a certain sense of loss, a certain sense of death, but there will be resurrection. Something will come out of this that is even better than before, and it's beyond our imagining. And that's the hope that pushes us on.
Do you think if you and I were to speak 6 years from now, and I hope we will, what do you think we'll be talking about? Do you think we'll still be talking about Katrina?
I think we may talk about Katrina, but as a positive experience, in the sense that we rebuild something new. And that in the future, when people undergo catastrophes, they would look back at Katrina and say, look at Katrina. The people rebuilt, and it was a much better place. So the same can happen to us.
Father Vien Thay Nguyen is a judicial vicar in the Catholic Church's Archdiocese of New Orleans. He's also the chair of the board of the Mary Queen of Vietnam Community Development Corporation there. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Michelle. You take care.